Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise Eckert, and I love coming on here and sharing different ideas to help you build a happier lifestyle. And today I've got Braca Goetz, and she is a Harvard-educated author of 42 books that help children shine in a candid memoir for adults, Nourish the Soul, Filling the Emptiness Within. I love your books. I did take a quick look, and the children's books are so nicely illustrated and it seems very mindful and very simple, like go to the park, enjoy what you've got. Now, what inspired you to do this type of work?
Yeah, my goal was to write the books that I wished I had as a child. Books that explain from the beginning of life the secrets to happiness, how to have a happy life so we don't have to play catch up later on in life. That's really been my goal. And both physically, mentally, and spiritually, helping children to shine as fully as possible in life.
And now you also wrote a book for adults, Nourish the Soul, Filling the Emptiness Within. And what are the secrets to happiness?
I was so empty at one point. Yes. And your show is about stress. I was a very stressed person. So what fills the hole? What's the secret to happiness? I know it's being talked about a lot lately, and that's a wonderful sign. The secret to happiness is gratitude. That is our purpose for being here in life. It's really the secret to not living a stress-filled life. When we feel blessed, we don't feel stressed. They don't go together.
I love that. When we feel blessed, we don't feel stressed. And that's really important. Now, how do you recommend people show gratitude? Is there a practice that you recommend?
Yes. Well, we can do it. There's really an abundance of ways. Just as there's an abundance of things to be grateful for, there's an abundance of ways to express our gratitude. The main thing is that gratitude, it's really a self-care practice. When we experience gratitude, it means that we're mindfully enjoying life, we're lingering, we're savoring our experiences, we're not just rushing on to the next thing. Like one really good practice is eating slowly. Believe it or not, if we just do this one thing, this is really funny, but if we don't prepare the next spoonful or forkful of food until we've fully swallowed what we're eating, we chew it thoroughly, we swallow it, and we don't start preparing it, so we're eating in a more slow fashion, that is an amazing way to develop gratitude, because once we get that practice down, we're not trying to bite off the next thing in life all the time. We're recognizing that we can be experiencing what we already have in our mouths before we're on to the next thing. And this is a metaphor for life, because I found that the more I practice that, the more I'm able to not rush through life. And we have a saying, who is rich? Those who are grateful for what they have. That's the secret to wealth. It's the secret to happiness. And it's really our purpose for being here, to enjoy this amazing garden that we were put into.
And that's the thing. I just listened to a podcast the other day, and they were talking about how we're always going over the next thing. And we're going to be happy when?
And we're going to be happy when. And that never happens. You need to be grateful for what you have right now at this moment. Are there any other techniques that you can use? I love the food, because a lot of us just woof down and we're on to our next project or next task. And we don't take that time out to enjoy the food on our plate and the different tastes and even making the food. Because when we make the food, we get our body ready for digestion because we're smelling it, we're making it, we're creating it. And then we're doing the process of eating. And I love that. One spoon or one forkful at a time, and then create the next one. That's amazing.
Exactly. I was used to finishing up the whole container of ice cream, the whole box of cookies, the whole bag of potato chips, and afterwards you feel emptier than the bag itself. The emptiness just gets bigger because that emptiness within, we try to fill it with externalities. And it's not a physical hole. That's never going to fill it up. But gratitude actually fills up the emptiness. That's the amazing thing. I learned about something called the pleasure ladder, which is based on ancient mystical wisdom. There's five levels, which it corresponds to our five fingers. We have the power within our own hands to bring joy into our lives at any moment. That is amazing. We can do it. So these five levels, they also correspond to the five levels of the soul. And the lowest level of the soul is the part that's attached to our bodies. So all the amazing natural physical pleasures in this world, healthy food, spending time in nature, moving our bodies, dancing, swimming, gardening, music, all these things, they're actually designed to bring us pleasure. And when we experience them with gratitude, it nourishes both our body and our soul. That's what fills us up. And that is just the lowest level of pleasure, the physical level. Well, above that is love. Now, love, you think love is not empowering. You need somebody else to be in your life to experience love. But no, the ancient definition of love is focusing on the virtues of another. What do you value about someone else? That we could do without anybody being present, like in prison, someone could think about a grandmother that once did a kindness for them and they are filled with a warm emotional feeling of love that inspires them. We can bring this into our lives at any moment, love. And that's a more lasting pleasure than even the gratitude we experience with physical natural pleasures. So in gratitude, being grateful for the virtues of another being. And the next level up is when we do something meaningful and positive in the world. So I was on another show and the guy said he ate two slices of pizza and he was about to plow through the whole box of pizza by himself. He was feeling lonely and miserable. There was a knock on his door and his neighbor needed his help for 2 minutes. He helps his neighbor, comes back. He doesn't want the pizza anymore. He doesn't need the pizza anymore. He can put the rest in the fridge for the next day. What happened? He filled up with gratitude that he could help somebody else. It filled him up. It filled that empty spot. So all these things, they work right in the moment. And even greater than that is creativity. That's when we put a unique part of ourselves into the world. You know how when you're being creative, you don't feel like eating or sleeping. You're in a zone, which is such a high that you don't need anything else, and time doesn't matter. It's such a tremendous pleasure. So, and the highest pleasure of all is transcendence. That is, each level up brings more and more connection. And transcendence is when all the separations between us dissolve. The veils get lifted. We see that we're all connected. We're all connected to the same source energy. We feel this under a starry, starry sky at night, that we're a part of the greater universe. And it stays with us forever, that kind of joy, that sense of awe and wonder. It's the highest level of pleasure that there is. And all of these levels are available to us. At any moment, there's only one price to pay to climb the pleasure ladder, and that's gratitude. Gratitude is what helps us to reach each rung of pleasure.
Now, I'm just going to recap the five levels. So at the top, you have transcendence,
yes,
creativity, meaning, love, and physical. Now, is this something that you cover in more detail in your book?
Yeah, it's in my book when I first discovered it. Also, on my website is a detailed pleasure ladder that people can download for free to put on their fridge or their cabinet, wherever, to remind you throughout the day. Because all day long, there's an inner critic in our brain telling us to be miserable, to be stressed, to be focused on what we're lacking. So we have to refocus. This is how we develop our gratitude muscles, focusing on what we have, not on what we're missing. That's the struggle of our daily lives. Yeah.
Now, what are your books accomplishing out there in the world?
Right. My books are designed to help every soul to shine as fully as possible. So I even have books like The Prevention of Abuse. These are actually, surprisingly, those are my most popular books. Hundreds of thousands of copies are in homes, teaching children how to avoid abuse. And if, God forbid, they've experienced abuse, what to do. Children, I didn't expect children to love these books so much. The parents, yes, but the children, it gives them a sense of security, less fear being in the world when you have guidelines about how to move within the world safely. I have books about being healthy, helping children understand why, because my background is in public health. So it's about helping our bodies to shine, and also that's part of helping our souls to shine. We all have shining souls, but we go through trauma in life and we put coverings over our souls to protect them. So we need support to take off the coverings, and we need to keep nourishing our soul so our souls can keep shining as brightly as possible. And that's what gratitude does. That is the secret ingredient to nourish our genuinely hungry souls. Yeah.
Now, for someone listening that hasn't incorporated a gratitude practice in their life yet, because I know myself, I had a wonderful day yesterday. Every time I turned around, something wonderful happened. And I would take the time and thank the universe. And it just made me feel, it always makes me feel so whole. Like that's,
yes.
I feel whole. I feel like I'm part of something. I feel like I'm being taken care of.
Yes.
You get that warm, fuzzy feeling inside.
Yes.
And so someone who isn't practicing a gratitude practice, what steps can they take to get started?
You start as small as possible. Start with a tree outside your window. At the lowest point in my life, which you could read about in my book, all I had was this tree to focus on. When I felt like I lost everything, there was still a beautiful tree. I just focus on that. Focus on an orange. Think about it. There's all the fruit. They're green in the beginning. They're camouflaged in with the leaves until they're ready for you. Then they become the most vivid when they're ripe. They call to you, we're ready. And then you get to see the beauty of the colors. They smell wonderful. They have such sweet juiciness kept in, individually packaged with a wrapper that keeps the juiciness in for months. It's amazing. And then when you finish, you're left with these seeds. seeds that are so amazing, they can become trees and they can become infinite more oranges. This is gratitude packed into one little tangerine. Life is like that all over. It's just how we look at it. So we train ourselves. In the beginning, we feel awkward. We feel strange practicing gratitude. But the more you do it with little things in life, it gets easier and easier. We create neural pathways. There's neuroplasticity in our brains. We can change our brains to become more grateful brains. And the more gratitude pathways we create, we're filling our brains up with gratitude, and it gets easier and easier. Like when you travel on a gravelly road no one's been on, once you create those grooves, it's so much easier to go on that path. So in the beginning, it feels funny and weird being grateful, but the more you do it, you are transforming your life into a joyful life.
And that's funny, because I know when I started writing down 5 things I was grateful for. And then It was okay. I'm going to write 10 things down I'm grateful for. And then it's like, okay. And then some days I would do it, some days I wouldn't.
Right.
And now, before I get out of bed, I just do a little gratefulness practice.
Yes.
And it just starts your day off so differently.
Exactly. It weaves into your whole day. The more you practice it, you can start off with those journals, or you don't have to. It's so many possibilities. Do what works for you. If you just get happy when the music's on and dancing, just do that. Whatever is your kind of way to be grateful, just keep adding joy to your life. To overcome a bad habit, restrictions, they don't last long. I had many diets I tried. No, you got to pour in more joy. It's not about restriction in that sense. It's about bringing more and more joy into your life. These are other ways we get stuck on addictions, on bad habits, because they bring us comfort. This is a way to get unstuck and bring in the joy and create so many more possibilities for ways that you can bring joy into your life all day long.
That's wonderful. So you did mention that you have the pleasure ladder from the website, and
yes,
people can go to your website and get that. And yeah, I'll be putting all your links and your information wherever you're listening or watching this. So we're going to wrap this up. So what are your final words of wisdom to the audience today?
Oh, I'll tell a little story. There was a man on a rooftop. He's ready to jump, and this lady sees him from across the way, and she goes, "Don't jump." He goes, Why shouldn't I? My life is miserable." And she says, What if in addition to all your problems, what if you were also blind? And what if right now you were given the gift of sight? Would you still jump?" And he says, "No, of course not." And she says, "Okay, here's the gift of sight. You have many blessings in your life right now that you have not seen. Open your eyes. You have arms. You have legs that got you up to the rooftop. You're breathing. You have so many things you can still be thankful for." That's all of us. All of us, we go through this. We don't feel like going on anymore. We all can open our eyes more and see more blessing. We can all be more grateful than we are right now. If you have a bad habit, like I had the overeating problem, identify what brings you more pleasure than eating. To overcome a habit, you need a greater or more lasting pleasure to sub in. If you want this to go on for you the rest of your life, this is the change. So people will say, yeah, volunteering, exercise, eating healthy. But now that you understand the pleasure ladder, you understand why these are things that work, because they correlate, they correspond to the 5 levels of your soul. So as you nourish your soul, this is the secret to happiness. It's really something that you can do for the rest of your life, and there's nothing to lose. There's only joy to be gained.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And as I mentioned, wherever you're watching or listening, I will have her information. So if you have any questions, please reach out. and Taktik Pratya. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It was amazing. I love gratitude practice, so I'm feeling so warm and fuzzy right now.
Yay! Thank you so very much, Denise. Thank you.
And I'm leaving you a gentle reminder to slow down and enjoy life, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.